Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 345, the most random mock draft live. We did finish up a episode shortly ago, 10 minutes ago. But the sickos in us were like,
we got to give them a double dose.
Why not just do a mock draft live? We're here. We're having fun. We're talking draft. Got nothing better to do right now but mock, right? You know, mock the mock draft. If you guys are around, want to be part of the mock draft, you can sway some picks, maybe not sway some picks. That is your job as a viewer, listeners who are listening to the podcast, or you guys have to listen right on. Mal, Ev, are you guys ready to rock?
I'm ready to rip this thing, man. Yeah, we were missing a mock draft. Just wanted to throw one out there. You know what I mean?
Appreciate the people in here dedicated.
Did you now to set this draft up? I mean, what kind of, again, we our first mock draft that was Bijan Stanish.
I mean that was for Evan, and then
second mock draft was a little bit more well rounded. We traded back.
Yeah, I want to just put this out here. So put him on Cedric Tillman, right? Like, y'all came here, y'all learning, man. Let's keep it real. I told Gail yesterday, Nolan Smith at 10. And then Bucky Brooks mock draft today. Where is Nolan Smith at 10? I'm telling you, I would not be mad at Nolan Smith at 10, bro.
100%.
That he brings that juice.
And that's one of the things I was saying to Gail actually earlier this week. We were on the phone talking. And I said, I really don't know what prevents Nolan Smith from going higher in this draft than how he's getting mocked all across the board. I mean, because you look at it, everyone is kind of projecting him, you know, second half of the first round. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think he is on the opposite end of that. I think he is a top 15.
Like, I mocked him to Atlanta at 8, just playing around earlier, but it just made too much sense, right? And so I think that, buddy, he's special, man.
Because, like, look, we get the question, I get it almost every day about, like, so which way are you feeling we're going at 10? Or what? It changes. For me, it's been changing as we go. Yeah, because now I'm feeling, I start thinking of the process of Brandon Graham's gone after this year. Josh Wett is making good, decent bank right now. A developmental piece behind him, who is also a leader. You know, you talk about Nolan Smith, like his interview process has really taking it up a notch for me. Again, light. He's a little lighter than you like, but then again, you look at another guy, Hassan Reddick, at that same frame and same, I'd say, didn't he run a 4.39?
Hassan Reddick.
No. Nolan Smith.
He's an athletic marvel, with like the outside bend that you look for. And like you said, he doesn't have to come in here immediately and contribute off the bat, right? That, like, he's a situational pass rusher that is able to build up his NFL strength in a full-time program. Unfortunately, I fall in love with the height, weight, speed dudes, and it's come to burn me in the past. But I feel like with Nolan Smith, when you look at the tape, you see a dude that really gets after it too. And dropped in the coverage enough times that, like, he isn't necessarily predictable in regard to when he's going to come after the quarterback. But I mean, you're talking a 4.39, a 1.52 split, 10 yard split, 41 and a half inch vertical, and a 10.8 broad jump. Brother.
Hey, we're getting some love in the chat for Lucy says yes with Smith. Again, At the end of the day, you would love to get a guy like him later in the draft, but his stock has risen. And again, we're just putting that out there. So we're not saying that is exactly what it could happen. We'll see.
Listen, if I'm driving the Bijan at 10, I'm driving the Nolan Smith at 10, bro.
Hell yeah.
I am the conductor, you heard?
You know, so far in mocks that I've seen, Bucky Brooks recently, Jimmy Kemsky had Nolan Smith at probably a week and a half ago. So it seems like people are coming around with the idea with it. Again, just think about it. Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, they're going to be gone next year. That's two cogs in this wheel that'll be gone next year.
Yeah,
got to get younger. You got to get younger, and that's a value position. You know, they value the trenches.
Uh-huh. Let's get to it, bro. I hit a little homie in the background.
Okay. We're gonna hit this button here. You guys in the chat, feel free to chime in. So we're starting the draft. Let's see. Off the board, CJ Stroud to Bryce Young, second. Will Anderson, third. Will Levis, fourth to the Colts. Tyree Wilson to the Seahawks. Christian Gonzalez to the Lions. Anthony Richardson.
Ooh, Jalen Carter.
To the Raiders. Jalen Carter fell to eight. Paris Johnson gets picked up by the Bears, leaving us with Devin Witherspoon, Quentin Johnston, JSN, Peter Skoronski, Kalijah Kancey, Brian Branch, Lucas Van Ness.
That's kind of it in that range. And there goes that boy Nolan. Let's see what our trade back options are.
You want to trade back?
You know it's always trade back time. Who can we rob?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
30, let's go 17, 49, 80, 10. Let's get it done.
We're trading back in this draft here.
Add that 80. Oh no.
Nope.
They're not as willing.
How about so we're asking for pick 17, 49, 120, and 230.
Is Tampa interested in trading with us? Just out of curiosity.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to go there. So that's what we're gonna do, right?
I like this deal. Yeah.
But we're getting 49, 120, and 234. What is the chat saying?
Trade back. Okay. Oh yeah, Nolan Smith.
Okay, we're offering the trade. Pittsburgh Steelers have accepted. We're resuming the draft. So we have pick number 17, 49, 120, and 234.
I'm curious who they take. Who they take at 10?
So number 10.
Devin Witherspoon.
Witherspoon off the board to the Steelers, JSN to the Titans, Skoronski to the Texans at 12. Broderick Jones to the Jets at 13. Lucas Van Ness to the Patriots. Bijan Robinson to – that doesn't really make sense, though.
Not at all.
But Quentin Johnson to Washington Commanders. We are left with Kalijah Kancey, Brian Branch Jr. I mean, Brian Branch, Joey Porter Jr.
You know the answer.
We're going to go with Nolan Smith on this one.
You know the answer. There it is.
Okay. Georgia boys, shout out to Todd. Loving this one. So we have moved down to 30. Guys that are on the board, Deontay Banks, Will McDonald, Josh Downs, DeJuan Jones, tackle out of Ohio State, Tanner McGee.
Let's trade back. See if we could get some. There's a lot of Jack Campbell I like at this spot too, right? Like I had a second round pick on him. I think he comes in and pairs well at that linebacker spot.
What about Deontay?
I like Deontay too.
Deontay's still on the board. Will McDonald's, you got the edge.
Yeah, but we already took Nolan.
Yeah, true. But corner.
Deontay is solid.
Or we got Felix. I mean,
that's your boy. You got Mazi Smith. I've been Bucky Brooks mocked as Mazi at the end of the first. I like Mazi too. It's just like a space eater. But I think that Jordan Davis and Mazi is a bit redundant. But I feel like you want to be able to bring people in that do different things.
What's the chat say?
It said take Banks, DeJuan Jones, or Banks, Gibbs. Yeah. I'm with Helen. Gibbs at 30 is my dream scenario. But seems like they want Banks. I agree with Banks.
Gibbs is still on the board.
Ooh, I know he is. That, but we could get Garcia.
All right, we're going with Deontay Banks with the 30th pick overall, out of Maryland. Very interesting.
Curious to see who's at 49.
Okay. Let's see. Henley from Washington State, a linebacker.
He's all right.
Tank Dell, Tank's favorite guy. Tyreek Stevenson out of Miami is right. Antonio Johnson, safety, Texas A&M. Tuli Tupulotu, also brother of Marlon. We got Garrett Williams, from cornerback from Syracuse. Sam Laporta, tight end, Iowa. Ooh, tight end too.
Yeah. Laporta's an interesting one right there.
Sydney Brown.
That's your boy, Sydney.
Hey, man, you could rework this whole defense. I mean, these are hitting.
Got my man TVT.
Zach Charbonnet.
Charbonnet right here, bro.
Zach Charbonnet out of UCLA is on the board.
Oh, I'm right here, bro.
Yeah. Is everyone in the draft? Evan, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thank God. I've been talking this whole time. I was like, man, these guys are just not fucking with anything.
Are you guys cool with Charbonnet?
Yeah, the chat saying Zach.
Okay.
Folks, he was Zach.
Yo, how about the chat and the show are aligning at the same time? Yeah. All right. Charbonnet, power back with some wiggle. He's the power back that everyone's been asking for.
I like.
Nell's still on the board here.
If you got Dell here, I'd be curious if Sydney Brown's still sitting up here too.
Probably. Sydney Brown between
Carl Sydney Brooks? Brown and Battle. For me, I prefer Battle mostly because he could play free safety. But it wouldn't be a bad look right here to take one.
Sydney. Is everyone cool?
Is Battle's gone, right?
Nah, Jordan Battle's still on here. He's probably a little bit lower.
Yeah, a little lower. But Siaki Ika is on the board.
It's a big boy.
Devin Achane.
Battle's right there.
Battle's there. Ate
next pick, AT Perry. 94.
Clark Phillips.
He's not going to make it.
Yeah, he's not.
Sidney Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Unless you want to get in edges.
We already got – we got some bendy, man. We good.
Okay.
Go Sidney.
Sidney Brown, leader, Canadian, with the chip on his shoulder. I say that every show, probably. I think.
You do,
yeah. His interview process, bro. Okay, we're at pick 94. We're on the clock here. Garrett Williams, Syracuse cornerback. Carl Brooks, Bowling Green. Travis Hodges from Tomlinson from TCU. Jamie Robinson from Florida State. Michael Wilson out of Stanford. Dwayne McBride, Tank Bigsby.
Did we get Jahmyr Gibbs? You said we got him earlier, right?
No. We went with Charbonnet instead.
Charbonnet.
Gibbs was off the board by then, right?
Yeah, he was gone. I like Carl Brooks a lot, man.
Parker Washington, Tajay Spears,
Tajay, Kobe Turner. Situation. Kobe.
You want to go with Carl Brooks?
I like Carl Brooks, man.
Uncle Carl.
Three technique, yeah. Speed.
Okay.
I would go with either him or TVT. But.
Yeah, you know TVT is my boy, man. He's a dog.
So which way you want to go, Carl? We've been taking Carl a lot.
Let's go TVT.
Pete's saying Carl. We should have
got Kendre.
Go Carl Brooks.
Okay. Carl Brooks. So we're at the pick. We're pick 120.
Your tank boy.
We got Dwayne McBride from UAB on the board. Moreau Ojomo.
I wasn't really impressed by Ojomo.
What you guys' thoughts on Ivan Pace around the spot?
I haven't really gotten as deep into Pace. I did like a first cut through the linebackers and then kind of got bored and moved on.
Running around for it.
I'm going to come back to it, but... It wasn't spicy enough for me, man.
There's some backs on the board here. They got Roshan Johnson. Sean Tucker's on the board.
I feel like with Charbonnet, I'm not as hard pressed for another back. Plus, Mo Ibrahim at the end of the draft. I'm okay with walking away with that.
Get some cunts up in here.
Zach Cunts.
Jatavius Martin is my boy too.
Is he on there?
Yeah, at the bottom, but he's way down. And we already took Sydney, so fuck it.
Jair Brown. Cam Jones.
What's this pick, 120?
Yeah, we're round four, pick 120.
Jatavius would be interesting right there, yo. Because he could play slide. He could play,
and he already played with Sydney.
Yeah, like that was that. That's the backfield combination.
Oh,
and he could fly too, bro.
His
combo was good.
I'll give you Jatavius, unless you want to go. I'm just seeing who else was.
Oh, yo, go. Michigan center. Honestly, Oluwatimi or Zavala right here would also make a ton of sense. Oluwatimi, real good player, nice anchor. You saw him at the Senior Bowl, right?
Yeah.
He had mixed reps, but you know, at this point, I feel like it's a developmental player.
I don't even mind the Jatavius though either. If you co-sign that,
I'm with Jatavius.
Low man.
We just locked the line.
He didn't like Jatavius.
He was like, yo, y'all wildin' with Jatavius.
You wildin'. So we are now in the round.
Stetson.
Round seven, pick 219. Aiden O'Connell for Purdue. Stetson Bennett. Safety out of Virginia Tech. Chamari Connor. Will Mallory.
Yeah, let's go Malik.
Do we ever end up grabbing a wide receiver?
What about Ronnie Bell?
Yeah, I like Ronnie Bell too.
Developmental?
Yeah.
This late? Or Malik.
I'm saying Malik, bro.
All right, we'll go. We didn't draft the wide receiver?
We did not.
Hey, that's the way the crookie come from.
It is.
Well, you want to go Ronnie Bell?
Let's go Ronnie Bell, yeah. And see if Malik falls.
I mean, we have Mariota.
Mariota. All right, go Ronnie Bell, bro.
And we could still Malik's get Malik. There.
Take
him. Bang.
Boom.
One more pick.
Jeez.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
Ibrahim from Minnesota.
Yeah, now I don't got to look. Just go ahead and pull the trigger. Ain't even no point in looking around.
Okay. Muhammad Ibrahim from Minnesota, running back.
Yes, sir.
Analyzing our draft, PFF. Stay in your seat, y'all.
Boom.
They gave us A- for our draft, but they gave us a B for Nolan Smith, A for Deontay Banks, D+ for Charbonnet. A-, Sidney Brown. Carl Brooks got an A-. Jatavius Martin got a C+. Ronnie Bell got an A. Malik Cunningham, an A-. Muhammad Ibrahim got an A-. But again,
Illinois secondary going on there, though.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That we got going on in the middle rounds.
I like the attention to detail with the defense.
Yeah,
for sure.
Developmental corner in Deontay. It's not developmental per se, but like he gets to sit behind two damn good corners. That's almost like the Zach McPherson pick.
And so let's hope that he can contribute.
Yeah, more.
You know what I'm saying? Because
on Twitter talking crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is like that. If Zach McPherson balled out, we wouldn't be here. So
true.
Right, but again,
listen, little man's calling. I got to run.
Oh, this guy
love the mocks. Yeah, listen, brother, we did it. Did I not make it to the end?
Did
I not make it to the end?
Say what's up, little man.
Just the victory.
Did we take two halfbacks?
We did.
Yeah, we
took
did.
Mo and we
I'm all for two halfbacks. Hey,
Brandon, go check out Muhammad.
Yeah, please check out Ibrahim.
Yeah, Peace said pretty good draft. Mark says he likes Charbonnet and he's a watcher of the Pac-12.
Yes, sir.
Todd says Henley over Charbonnet would have set us over the top.
I like Charbonnet more than Henley, but I can see it. That's neat. But
and Helena says, why is Zach a D? I don't know.
PFF between
you,
man.
Well, they're like, you know, value on the board, maybe. Yeah.
Well, because he's the 60th overall pick, and we took him at 49. So
we didn't take any O linemen.
We did not.
Then anyway, we got
and the only wide receiver we got out of it was Ronnie Bell.
But again, no small humans were drafted.
And yeah. the defense was fortified.
Yes. We're young upside picks.
Just not the line, except for Nolan Smith.
Well, you got Nola and Carl Banks. Banks kicked down the three technique. Good speed.
Hey, shout out to Wealthy Money today, Pete. Real shit. That's what I do. I listen to Fourth and John on the drive home from work. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, piece of Pete.
Hey, Pete, man, Master Chef. Good luck, my brother. My wife and I watch it, so if you're in there, you know we're rooting for you, my boy.
Hey, we're waiting. Piece of Pete has mentioned that he will one day cook at a Fourth and John tailgate.
Oh, yeah, I'm there, bro. That, bro. My son said terrible picks, respectfully. okay, sounds great, Connor. Eric Connor Rao.
Okay, but again, you can go back and see the other mock drafts. Again, mock drafting is like, you know, I like for scenarios, but like some people will pick the same picks throughout the process. But again, it's kind of a mental game for me as we move along this draft process.
Yes, sir.
F, are you feeling good?
Feeling good, man. I mean, the board falls different ways every time, and that's exactly, you just got to pick what the best pick is available at that point when you're drafting.
Again, this was the move down draft. We moved down from 10 with Pittsburgh to pick up extra picks in the middle rounds, which everybody seems to want to do. I think the move down spot from 30 is also a potential spot to move down. But again,
I still think PFF is disrespecting, though, with having Nolan Smith go as late as he does. Because I think that more realistic, I don't know, man. I think that he's a top 15 pick.
All right. Pete says for Thursday, let's O-line in the first. Because the Skoronski thing is a thing that I want to try. Like,
I don't even like Skoronski. At that high of a pick, bro, I'll risk it on Harrison from Oklahoma, either of the Ohio State dudes, the tackle from Georgia. Like, I don't know. Skoronski never really like impressed me, but I think that this is a great chance to fortify the line in some of the later rounds, yo. Some good dudes in day three still be available.
Now, Eric says, I like Bijan Robinson, Darnell Washington. Now, if you go to our first draft, Eric, it was Bijan. It was the Bijan Stan draft. We actually moved back.
Well, Eric,
got him at 19 or something like that.
Do you know, and this is not to disrespect you, but also just asking a question, do you know who many of these people on this list are? Because if you don't, that also might be influenced of why you feel the way you do, right? That like Bijan and Darnell Washington are well talked about prospects, right? When you're getting deeper into some of this stuff, that personally, I feel like if they were to draft this, I wouldn't be mad because this is fortifying a lot of spots that we need help with young players with upside. So, but yeah, we've done many of these and we'll continue to do a ton of them. I like Bijan and Darnell as well. Be curious to see where Darnell Washington ends up with all the hype around him, like how many teams actually invest in a dude that probably will never be more than like a 40 or 50 catch guy in the league.
I think he's a tackle, bro.
Now, Brandon says, why would you take an O-line at 10 when Lane just signed?
It's because Lane 33, bro.
Yeah, you got to start developing beyond Lane.
It's like Lane is up there.
Because my thing is with Skoronski, he can play. They said he might be better suited in as guard, but he has that, you know, he could play tackle as well. So, like, again, some people think that he could start over Cam if he was playing inside. So, again, you have Kelsey's replacement, and then you have potentially you got to think ahead.
Round in the second round out of Syracuse and kick him inside and not spend a 10 or 12 on Skoronski, I don't think the cliff between the two of them is that big, bro.
Brandon says, I've watched Sack too. He reminds me of Austin Ekeler and Ibrahim. Like reminds me of bigger
up Ekeler.
a guy that big really he's shouldn't like move that way.
And shouldn't catch that naturally, man. I love it, right? That like he's a natural hands catcher. Him and Jamar Gibbs, I love watching their film when they were catching the ball. Because not only do they catch it with their hands, but also they could do something with it after the catch. So it's a lot of running backs in this draft, man. But yo, now, listen, I gotta go, bro.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you, man. Later, man.
Yeah, love y'all boys, man.
Later, bro.
Peace, y'all. Now, Pete says, do you like Paris at 10? Again, he's another guy that I'm looking into, you know.
But also at 10, like you're talking about a guy. I love Paris.
Versatility.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he can play tackle and guard. He played guard before he played tackle. So, again, but he's got a lot of athleticism. Again, it wouldn't be sexy to anyone to draft an offensive lineman.
Yeah. Do you think there's any possibility that Howie could end up trading for a guard at some point during the draft as well?
I mean, it's I don't think so. I mean, the Florida, he's got his eyes and ears open to everything Florida because he went there.
Yeah.
So he knows about Osiris. If he's a guy, we'll see. Todd says he really likes the Malik Cunningham late.
Yeah.
Brandon mentions that Darnold is my favorite prospect in the draft, hoping he ends up an Eagle and Goddard would be an S. In terms of running game, I think he would open up the outside.
Yeah. But I think it's also kind of showing your hand with him on the field.
It would be like the.
But they do a lot of, you know, 12 personnel, so.
But I'd like to see what it would be crazy. Yeah. Him blocking on the outside. I've seen him like murder people, but again, do they value that? That high.
Yeah. And it's all about I think he could be one of those guys that he ends up shocking people where he goes in the draft. It could be either north or south, whether he goes too high or too low.
Yeah. Pete says, I'm just thinking the way Howie might think, and we know they love him. I mean, that's why this is our third. We're trying to keep on mocking.
He's not the only one that loves O-Lyman. I mean, it's Jeff Stoutland University there. So you get in a guy that Jeff believes in. You know that he's down at all these pro days. He was down at the combine. And Stoutland definitely has his list of guys that he likes. He's just not telling.
And Stoutland ran the offensive line drills at the combine. So exactly. I was like, go ahead, pick your dude, man.
Yep.
Do you think Stoutland? Matt chimes in. Broderick Jones, he's athletic, fast, and loves hitting that second, third level when pulling. Nasty, loves finishing the block, needs to be polished by attending Stoutland U. Again, that's, you know, like the developmental offensive – not. I guess you can get a starter, but I'm just saying like having a younger guy in the trenches does not hurt at right guard.
Where will you take Broderick Jones though?
back end of the first top end second. Yeah. You might. I mean, you might probably go.
I agree with Todd here too. First. I feel like there was a little bit of I feel like Cody went up the draft boards early and then kind of plateaued as far as people talking about him.
I mean, if he was there on the board, I would definitely.
He's going second.
Probably. I'm thinking second round range.
Yeah.
Maybe if we didn't pick the UCLA wine, Zach Charbonnet. Wealthy Mind says, Stoutland reminds me of someone that could look into a man's soul and make you into an all-pro. Wow. You know, I last Eagles Autism Challenge, I went up to Stoutland.
Yeah? Said what?
And I told him how I felt. I said, yo, man. I said, honestly, you could run for mayor. I said, the way that Philadelphia loves you, and the way that everyone speaks glowingly of you, and not a lot of people. We met up with the Pryor family, mm-hmm. and they had mentioned what Stoutland means to that group in terms of like even Stoutland's wife bringing the whole group together as a family unit. Like they hang out together, they have dinners, they bring together. It's like a you know, the wives, the players, right. it's a family type
yeah.
vibe. And I just definitely had to tell him, I was like, yo, man.
No, Stoutland does it right. And that's exactly why the Eagles value him so much. And I'm glad we're fortunate that he wants to stay here over. I know we got offensive coordinator offers this offseason.
Hmm. Hey, man, Stoutland made Dillard some money.
Yeah.
But Stoutland, Dillard got paid.
Dillard got paid honestly because of his draft position.
How many? But think about it, he got paid and he did not even
do anything. He got paid because of his draft position.
That's great. But they probably thought like he's well coached under Stoutland too.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely value in that.
Now, DeJuan Jones at Ohio State, a guy that I was dying to see at the Senior Bowl. He stopped. He ended up injuring himself earlier in practice, so he stopped practicing. But he's a monster. But I don't his movement skills. You know, he's no Mulata. You know what I'm saying in terms of footwork. But big dude, man, 6'8"
Yeah.
We'll see. Wealthy Mind says yes to DeJuan Jones again. You can never feel bad about getting lineman. We got Landon Dickerson in the second. Look what he is.
Yeah.
Look what he is.
Yeah.
So overall, your last word before we get out of you about the draft?
Well, this is actually the last word this time for the night. Trying to give you guys a little double dose. We're excited for the draft coming up. You know, there's obviously a lot of different directions the Eagles can go. And the best part about it is that we got two first round picks to play with. Howie has a lot of capital going into this draft. And there's also pieces on this team that very easily could be moved. We're deep in a lot of positions. So looking forward to it. I think we're moving in the right direction as far as a team, and fly Eagles fly.
Mark ends with a question. Says, is Fourth and John going to be live during the draft this year? The big plan is to team up with Hard Rock Live for a live draft show that you could all be a part of and attend. This is we're still in the works with this one.
Yep.
But if you'd love to attend and actually be a part of the show and actually be right there on the mics next to us, giving your takes and feelings about the draft as it goes live, let us know. We'll let you know when we have more information. But shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to book a trip, shout out Philly Sports Trips at phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. If you want to go on these trips, man, they're all over the place. Different sports, different. I might even go to a damn Union game. Ev?
I'll bring you, bro. Let's go.
Yo, I'm down, man.
Let's do it. I'm going to introduce you to the beautiful world of soccer.
Yeah, you octaves went up when you said
I'm a soccer guy.
When you said soccer. Shout out to Weathermind. Says, need to get these cats more than likes me at one point. Hey, man, it's all good, man. If you share this to your friends, you know, we started our YouTube channel very late in the game.
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. Shout out to you, Mark. Have a great night. We thank you for sticking around and being a part of the show. Again, shout out to Hollis and Prime, who's eating tacos, who Prime doesn't even know we had a mock draft live friendly. But yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.